Anish, aum speciálta tá ann ar Today FM with Dermot and David. Cur aon ceisteoirín.
Oh, grew up in the Gaeltacht.
Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
If you don't speak to Cúpla Focal, he was saying it's a very special day for Ask Me Anything, and this is why. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I am St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Yes, St. Patrick.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you fixed? Good man for coming in and chatting to us. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. That was excellent Welsh language speaking right there. Well done. Superb.
Sinead Dunleavy asks, how do you keep your beard so shiny and free of tangles?
Ah, well, you know, beards are all in vogue right now, and I've picked up a lot of tips, but the main thing that works for me, Dermot, is... Dermot, is that okay? That's how you pronounce it.
Fine, yeah.
Dermot, the way I do, it's a mixture of green tea... and Green Diesel.
Right.
With that silky complexion, yes.
It's lovely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know why I've slipped into Indian New Delhi, man. But there you go.
Well, actually, we should know that you have a Welsh accent because, of course, famously, you're a Welsh man who came to Ireland. But I don't know.
I was a Welsh boy, David.
A boy.
Welsh boy.
I would have thought that maybe the years of helping the Irish and becoming our patron saint would have softened the accent a bit, but obviously not, no.
Well, no, at the odd time it just slips in now nowhere and all that. But mainly I keep my Welsh accent, but it's in the environment that you are in, like, you know.
What from Jennifer, what is your favourite thing about Ireland?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, people talk to me about the poetry, the history, the art, but to me everything boils down to a good night in Copperface Jacks. And I believe I've actually got a deposit on it right now. I think it's up for sale.
Yes, of course. Patrick needs to buy Copperface Jacks. Nothing more Irish has ever happened.
I would just have a series of floats going around the whole nightclub, the whole night. Absolutely. You know, encapsulating everything that Ireland is, as they do in the St. Patrick's Day Parade, American cheerleaders and some fella dressed up as Charlie Chaplin.
Yes, perfect.
Is it true that you were kidnapped as a child and brought to Ireland?
Apparently that is so, Dermot. I was lying in a valley sleep one day looking at the sheep, because that's what they do to you, you know, when you count them. And next of all, there was a hood placed over my head, and a couple of hours later I woke up and I was in a valley surrounded by sheep. And believe it or not, it was about 8 years until I realised I was actually in a different country. Wales and Ireland are very similar. Very, very similar.
Well, that answers Paddy's question. Rob wants to know, when you got rid of all the snakes, did that include Declan Rice?
Oh! Drop the mic, eh? I tell you, Declan has made his own choice and we've got to support him. No, we don't. We hate Declan Rice. Get off. Let's have a float of Declan Rice and we'll all throw rotten tomatoes.
Tell us about the snakes. You've got one around your neck at the moment.
Yes, his name is Declan.
How did you actually get the snakes out?
Well, that is putting me on the spot. Be honest with you, the story goes, I was kidnapped, brought to Ireland, and I escaped my slavery. Yeah. Went back to Wales. I had a dream, like Martin Luther King. I had a dream, and it was all the Irish people calling me back to get rid of the snakes. Bit of an infestation problem happening in Ireland. And I got off the boat and walking up Dublin, and you couldn't look left or right without seeing four or five snakes. So I said, I better do something about this. So I took my flute, my magical flute, and played on it. And much like the Pied Piper of
Hamlin.
Hamlet, that's the one, yes, thank you. The snakes started to follow me, and all of a sudden they all jumped into the sea. Into the sea. Get in the sea! And they jumped into the sea.
Can you sing for us the beautiful tune you played on your flute to attract the snakes, please?
Of course I will. Of course, I will hum it.
Yeah, okay. Hum it away, yeah.
Moose
Tea and Tom Jones.
It's a great song. I am horny. Get rid of all the snakes.
Oh, brilliant. Twisted Puppy wants to know, being from Wales, can you act as an ambassador? Is there much to discover in Wales on holiday?
Absolutely nothing at all.
Sheep and valleys.
What they do have is a castle.
All right.
A really, really big castle. And grass, lots of grass, lots of sheep, and lots of men walking around singing songs.
Okay. Yes. We won't go there then.
Yes, it's just like a night in Coppice.
Charlie wants to know, where do you get your hats?
Where do I get my hats? In a hat shop. Where else would I get them? What is wrong with Charlie? Do you think they grow in trees?
Well,
I swear to God, my head's wrecked.
Heather wants to know, do you have a favourite breakfast cereal?
I do. And it comes from another mythical character. A mythical character? I'm not the mythical character.
No, you're real.
The mythical character, the leprechaun. Yes, he taught me that the Lucky Charms are a good cereal. So ever since 1904, I've been on the Lucky Charms. And prior to that, I was just eating Pete Briquettes.
Well, actually, someone has a question about, yeah, Sean says, how are you still alive? What's your secret?
Green tea and green diesel.
That keeps the beer.
Yes, I just knock it back and I can go for 8 miles to the gallon.
So what's the plan for the parade? Obviously, you know, Deirdre O'Kane and Jason Byrne. They're the Grand Marshals.
The Grand Marshals?
Yeah. So
what the hell is that? Hang on, is this the Grand Marshals of my parade?
Yes. Yeah. How good is it?
What's that all about? What happened there?
I don't know, Apu.
Who's organized this? What the hell is going on here? They are the Grand Marshals?
How is the Quickie Mart?
I swear to God, lads. You know, I've been surrounded by many cultures, and Wales and Ireland, and of course, Delhi, which I visit every morning for my chicken fillet roll.
Final question is very important from Paula.
Yes.
Who are you up for in the rugby?
Oh.
Yeah, because obviously you're born in Wales, raised in Ireland.
Is it the land of my fathers or the land of my kidnappers? Do you know what? Wales don't throw any parties for me every year, so come on, Ireland.
Yeah! St. Patrick.
Absolute legend.
Thank you, St. Patrick, for dropping in. Have a great weekend.
Oh, I will.
Happy your own day.
Thank you. See you in Coppers.
Ask me anything. Today FM.